Bobby LaSalle was quite the explorer. Now excuse my familiar reference, if you will, to René Robert Cavalier Sieur de LaSalle. This Frenchman explored it all, from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. He even claimed the Mississippi River Basin for his home country of France. He was so into exploration that he never got married. Just away from the house too much, I guess. LaSalle and his dad got crossways, and thus he was mighty poor when he traveled from France to North America in 1666. We call it North America. He called it the New France. Kind of uppity, I thought, but he started out near Montreal. Hang on, like LaSalle, I'm going somewhere with this, and yes, this is a Bravo Brazos Valley. Now, Bobby discovered the Ohio River, and initially he thought that that was the one that led to the Gulf of Mexico, until he found where it dead-ended into the Mississippi, and voila, that was the path to the Gulf. We could have told him that. Now, legend has it that all this time, LaSalle was actually trying to discover a western route to China. Good luck with that, Bobby. But then again, that's what explorers do, right? They presume and guess and discover by trial and mostly error. In 1682, he gave Louisiana the name Louisiana after King Louis XIV. So this was quite the guy. Okay, time to wrap up this history class and get to the Bravo Brazos Valley point of all of this. So fast forward down the mighty Mississippi, hang a right, go to Texas, where his expedition founded Fort St. Louis, near what is now Victoria, Texas. And it all ended in Navasota. Yeah, Navasota. Where his guys turned on him and killed him. And that's why the most magnificent tribute to LaSalle sits right in the middle of Washington Street, near LaSalle Street in Navasota today. And it's been sitting there since 1930, when it was erected in a grand ceremony. Now, come on, get in the car with me. We're going to go read from the statue. Treacherously slain by his own men near this spot in March of 1687, born in France, Rouen, France, November 22nd, 1643, explorer of the Mississippi River, frontier statesman, empire builder, a nobleman in rank and character. The statue was erected by the Texas Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution and the citizens of Navasota in 1930. So explorers like Robert LaSalle were a brave bunch, a little bit crazy, and it's the reason why I so wish I had paid attention more in school to history. I do love it now, Prof, I promise. There's your Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.